Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Is Biden pushing us closer to a potential nuclear conflict with Russia? Matt Gaetz withdraws as Attorney General of the United States of America. And Jussie Smollett, his hate crime hoax has been overturned on a technicality. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be back there for our next live show on December 20th. Mark your calendar. It's just about a month away. And we're going to have a great time. It'll be our last show of the year. It'll be our Christmas spectacular. And hopefully our buddy Congressman Jeff Van Drew will join us in person. If not, at least over the phone. But we'll have a wonderful time together. And the 5 o'clock happy hour is sponsored by the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Enjoy a premium open bar for New Year's Eve. Hors d'oeuvres, a surf and turf dinner, nonstop dancing, and champagne toast at midnight. Book your New Year's Eve package at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Hard to believe New Year's Eve will be here before you know it. But yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving is next week, so here we are. Just recapping the big story of the day, Matt Gaetz is out as Attorney General. So I've had a lot of feedback on this from people. Here's what I think. I think that, yes, this was the one person to kind of figure out who our enemies are. It's kind of a little bit like Godfather 2, figuring out if it was going to be Tessio or Clemenza. And, you know, Tessio was always smarter. So the person who comes to you is going to be the one. And remember, Tessio came to Michael and said, they guarantee security, you know, Godfather, not Godfather 2. So Godfather. And is this a little bit like that? You throw Gaetz out there and you figure out who the four senators are. They're going to be your problem. You kind of flesh him out a little bit to figure out who's going to be the one that's going to turn on you. Tom, can you know, you forgive me for old time's sake. Sorry, Sally, can't do it. I don't know. It's possible. It's very possible. But what I do know, though, is that those same people do not want Tulsi Gabbard and they do not want Bobby Kennedy. And this is the problem as we begin this hour of what worries me about the swamp and the deep state and their power, their incredible power. They are not going to go willingly and allow a guy like Bobby Kennedy to come in there and disrupt their use of red dye number 5. They're not going to allow Tulsi Gabbard to come in there and convince the president to not continue the war in Russia. Or I should say this, because nobody's going to convince Trump of anything, but to be the director of national intelligence and to not want to see the intelligence community spy on the American people or bring that to the president's attention. See, I think the real threat of Tulsi is that. It's that the director of national intelligence will know all these things that the deep state does against us, against we the people. Bring that to the president's attention if it's Tulsi Gabbard. If it's not Tulsi Gabbard, if it's somebody else, then they won't. And everything will continue the way it is. Glenn Greenwald made this fascinating point about Speaker Mike Johnson. He said that 3 months before he became speaker, he went on his show. Greenwald was a liberal for years. He was a true classical liberal. and he's an anti-war guy, and he always has been. And he's always been big on the surveillance and the privacy stuff and Snowden and all that stuff. And Greenwald made the point of saying that 3 months before Mike Johnson became speaker, he was leading the charge to reform FISA, to kill FISA, the FISA Act, which was used to abuse politically to spy against American citizens. Okay. He becomes speaker and then he says he's taken to this room and he sees all these things and then he has to now renew FISA with zero reforms whatsoever. That's what I'm talking about. And Tulsi Gabbard, doesn't matter what you show her in that room, she doesn't care. She's still going to say, we need to reform FISA. We need to stop spying on the American people. We need to stop the abuses by our intelligence community. That's why they don't want her. Because you can keep a lot of things from the president. There's a lot going on in government. A lot of things that the president needs to deal with. What they want are people around him who will not bring him stuff like that. Now, let me share with you an email I just got. I want to clarify something because I always like to clarify. So Philip sent me a note on Twitter, on email, my website at richzioli.com. He said, I agree with most of what you say, except your total capitulation to nuclear extortion. For 70 years, we have lived under a truce to never use nuclear weapons. I doubt Russia would ever go through with their threats, but we have to verbally assure him that if he sends one nuclear bomb, then we will send a dozen right on top of him wherever he is. If we allow nuclear extortion, then Iran and North Korea will extort us next. In 1984, we signed a treaty with Ukraine and Russia that in return of Ukraine giving up its nuclear weapons, that we would protect them. They were sent to Russia. Now, that's not true. It was 1994, and it was a Budapest memorandum. It was not a treaty. Because the treaty, as per the United States Constitution, requires Senate confirmation. It was an agreement signed by the president in 1994. And in the United States, neither the George W. Bush administration nor the Clinton administration was prepared to give a military commitment to Ukraine. They did not believe the United States Senate would ratify an international treaty. And so the Budapest memorandum was adopted in more limited terms. Just want to clear that up, because when somebody sends me a note and takes the time to tell me that I'm wrong, and I'm not wrong, I want to make sure that I clear that point up. But he does go on to say nice things and say, I saw you in media, well done. Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. No, we don't have a treaty to protect Ukraine. That is not true. We do not have a treaty to protect Ukraine. Let me say that one more time. The United States of America has never signed a treaty to protect Ukraine. The president of the United States signed a memorandum, and like the Paris Agreement, that memorandum is not binding as a treaty because it was not confirmed by the United States Senate. We have a treaty with NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The United States Senate ratified that treaty. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think they've changed anything. A treaty requires a supermajority of the Senate, 2/3, to ratify a treaty. Let me go to Phil in Center City. Phil, how are you, sir?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening, Phil. What's going on?
Yeah, this is Phil from Delaware, just soaking up all your words of wisdom.
Okay. Do you want to share some words of wisdom with us?
Let me give you the questions, and you can give me more words of wisdom.
All right.
Question. When Trump and Biden sat in the office in front of that fireplace, do you think Biden gave Trump any kind of ideas that he was going to try and sabotage everything before he left office?
No, because I don't think Biden knows what the hell's going on. I don't think he knew there was a fire in the Oval Office that day. I don't think Biden's mentally there. I think these are the people around him who are making all these moves. I really do.
That's probably why he sat so close to it. He just had not a clue.
Yeah, I don't think he has a clue, Phil. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, go ahead.
The other question is with landmines. Weren't they put out of service and where they were illegal to use?
I'm not sure about that. I'd have to check on that one, Phil.
If you would, when you get a chance, because I question whether Biden even legally can go sending stuff over there like that.
Well, there's a lot. You raise a very good point, Phil, and thanks for the call. The point really is, can Biden really be escalating in this manner without congressional approval? That's really the question I've had now for all these years. Congress has not authorized this. Can Biden really be doing this at this point, or is this an impeachable offense? Honestly, is this an impeachable offense, what Biden's doing by sending Ukraine these long-range missiles and allowing them to use them. Is that an impeachable offense? Because this administration, and I will say the administration, when I say Biden, I mean the administration, they are pushing us towards this right now by arming Ukraine in this manner when they know that the new president is taking office in 2 months who wants to end this war. And the question that I have is, how is that okay? How does anybody think that that's okay? Nobody seems to be able to answer that question. Vince is in Douglasville. Vince, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Love your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Wanted to comment that it's a lot deeper with Robert Kennedy than just red dye, because they are scared to death of him. Even the Republicans that are going to try and pretend to play nice, because Kennedy has all of the dirt on all of the industries that go back to COVID, the COVID vaccine, ivermectin being suppressed by the Bill Gates organization, and he knows a lot of the deep stuff, World Economic Forum. And even today, Bill O'Reilly said that he wouldn't confirm Robert F. Kennedy because of his conspiracy theories. And, we know Bill's changed over the years, but it's a lot deeper. They're going to fight tooth and nail. And I suspect that even the rhinos are going to go against RFK. And I think it's a crime, because he knows where all the bodies are buried in these three-letter health organizations, and we need him to tear it down and rebuild it. Half measures aren't good enough, man. 4 years of COVID, and the COVID vax is still on the kids' childhood immunization schedule.
Yeah, not my
That's a crime, man.
I know. I agree. You make an excellent point, Vince. You really do. You make an excellent point of how the kind of powerful forces that do not want to see a guy like that get in there. You're 100% spot on. You're right. Vince, thank you.
Tied right in with Kelsey, too, with all the BARDA stuff, man. It's all hand in glove.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Keep
you
up
got
the great
it.
Work.
You bet. So, look, when I talked to Dr. Victoria Coates earlier in the week about this escalation with Ukraine, realize how 2 years ago, the president of the United States himself, Joe Biden, said that would lead to World War III. That's what he said. And then now Russia launches an intercontinental ballistic missile into the heart of Ukraine today, not with a warhead on it, but to send a message. What I'm telling you is, internally in Russia right now, the politics of the situation are pushing Putin to take very drastic measures here. So there are forces at work here that are pushing the United States of America into a deeper conflict. I'm not saying it's going to result in nuclear war. What I'm saying is we're flirting with disaster here. I can't even contemplate predicting nuclear war. My God, it's like my mind can't even go there. But what I'm saying is, why are we poking the bear at this point? What? Why? And you know the answer to that. And that's because the powerful forces do not want to give this war up. That's the bottom line. I got to play this for you, though, because Nancy Mace received a death threat. And it took Matt DeSantis 17 hours to edit this, and I got to play this for him, otherwise so he's going to quit the show. So I promised him I would do it. This is Nancy Mace after she fought against penises in the bathroom, in the women's room. Wait, what did you just text me now?
Oh, it's just information about the ICBM that Russia launched.
It struck a military industrial facility in central Ukraine. The missile reached speeds 10 times the speed of sound. So that was pretty fast then, in other words, right?
Seems like a pretty powerful weapon.
Seems like a kind of a powerful weapon. Maybe a weapon that you might send to send a message. Throwing it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Apparently, American and European anti-missile defense systems aren't capable of intercepting a missile moving that fast.
Oh, good times. That's fun.
That's according to Putin. So you could take his word for it or not.
Well, now Poland hates us, too, because of Mike and Hamilton. So we got to worry about Poland. Just saying, pointing that out. Thank you to Richard in Wild Wild Washington for watching. He's watching along on YouTube. It's wild. We got the West Coast covered, too. Look at that. Zilli Army's everywhere. So here's Nancy Mace, and her employees received threatening phone calls. This was posted to Twitter by Nancy Mace. Cut 26.
Hey, this call is actually for a little. You want to work under, and then you're going to have the talk about trans issues, you little dumb degenerate pearl clutching white degenerate pieces of dude. You literally none of y'all are about. I still dare you to give me a call back at 502-759-9704, you white trash not. Literally, I hope hear this and kill yourself. I genuinely will pray to God that you kill yourself. You.
Do you think, how was he able to say all that through a mask, though, is my question, Matt DeSantis. So, you know, how was he able to get all that through behind his mask?
Sounds like a lovely individual.
Sounds like a very, very, man is not at all unhinged. Not at all. Justin's reaction right now. Is that guy worse than the guy who called up you and told me to go F off?
Surprisingly, yes.
He was, yeah?
Yeah, definitely more expletive-laced. At least the first call. The second call, he might give this guy a run for his money.
Well, there's always a third call, so that'll come.
Oh, who knows?
You don't know, all right? That guy left that message for Nancy Mace while he was driving in his Prius by himself wearing a mask. It's amazing how clear it came through, though. That's what I mean. It's pretty impressive right there. Joe is in Bordentown. Joe.
Yes, the fellow that was asking about the landmines.
Yes, sir.
The Ukrainians are only allowed to place them in Ukraine. They cannot place them in Russia.
Okay.
And also, the missiles that the Ukrainians fired into Russia are something called Storm Shadow, and they're actually British and French rockets.
But they need the United States permission and our help to launch them, and that's what we gave them, and that's why we're involved in this.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, the British and the French wanted to do it, and they were waiting for Biden to okay it.
Yeah. And he did, or somebody did in this administration.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, not him.
Right, right. Yeah.
Couldn't have been Kamala Harris either.
Well, she's in Hawaii. She's on vacation, Joe. She's earned a big vacation after that. An amazing campaign of spending $1.5 billion and still being
maybe
in debt.
Tim Walz.
I don't think so. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Bill is in Quakertown. Bill.
Hey, Rich. Good evening. So here's the point I want to make, and it kind of goes to your question regarding Ukraine. And, you know, you say, well, how can this be right what Biden's doing? And I'll just say Biden for the sake of keeping this simple,
right.
So the only way I say that you could answer that your question and say this is right would be is if Biden was in communication and working with Donald Trump. You know, really, it would be, hey, Donald, I know you're coming in a couple months. You're taking this over. If we want to have a seamless transition, we want to do all these things seamlessly. The only way, you know, Joe Biden should be saying anything would be if it is aligned with what Donald Trump is going to want to do, whether it's, make the situation worse or throttle back, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Anything Biden is saying or doing has to align with Donald Trump. If not, it's wrong. And I think someone should just ask that question. You know, hey, why are you doing this? Because you're talking with Donald Trump and you're going to help him and his administration come in? That's the only way I say you could possibly. And we know that's not happening. But in my mind, that would be the only way you could say is if his agenda aligns with his objectives align with Donald Trump's objectives.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. I can't imagine how they would, but I understand your point though about how it could be right. I get the point. I just don't think that they could. I'm not saying you do either, but let me play this for you. This is Lake and Riley's mother gave a heartbreaking victim impact statement in the court. Let me hold off on that. It's a little depressing, and the show's been a little heavy today. But let me play this for you. This is this is heavy too. We had a lot of heavy stuff here. I'll tell you, give me the Trump the dump guy because I want to hear how many bleeps that had. Compared to the caller who called Nancy Mace's office. And we'll see which one had more bleeps. See which one Matt DeSantis had to work harder on. Plus, I love this guy. I can never get enough of this man. He's my hero. Go ahead.
Man, I really don't even talk politics, but I had this conversation with my homeboy last night, and it went just like this. This gonna tell me, oh, I know who you voting for. I said, who is that? He gonna say, I know you voting for Kamala Harris. No, I'm not. No, I'm not voting for them. I'm gonna be over here swooping on your ass. I'm not voting for no Democrat. Why I wanna vote for somebody just cause they black, they color, this politics and what they represent to me and all that other you talking. That don't mean thing to me. You crazy enough on yourself to think I'm gonna vote for that. You got me It's going to be Trump da da thump thump around this. You heard me? That's how I'm coming. I ain't voting for that. She's black. I wouldn't give a f- it was alien green. I'm not voting for her. She ain't did. Black people since black people were black people. What the f*** look like voting for them? Man, you crazy as hell. Well, y'all need to learn something out here. Tell me you gonna vote because of color. Two colors, a red one and a blue one, and I'm going with red. I'm gonna be a blood today.
Gosh, this is my hero. I love him. Can I just get Trump did up dub dub to be my ringtone? Can I just have that be? How great would that be? You're with
it's
your
gonna be Trump did up dub dub.
You're with your family for Thanksgiving. You're trying to avoid politics. And somebody sends you a text message and that goes off.
It's gonna be Trump did up dub dub.
And everybody loses their friggin' minds. Oh, man. I would love that. You see that? My mother loves her mind. Oh, I love that man. That guy's my hero. He is my spirit animal, that man. Oh, he's the greatest. That's just great. How long did that take you to edit that one, Matt?
Oh, that clip is a grand total of a minute and 16 seconds. And I'm not exaggerating. I think it took me about 10 minutes.
We counted the bleeps one day, didn't we? Actually, do you remember the number we came up with how many bleeps there were?
So I have the markers for the bleeps, yeah. And according to the markers, it's 29.
29 bleeps. That's great. Oh, I love that, man. Oh, that makes me happy. All right, now I can play something that's a little bit more serious now. I just needed to balance it a little bit. Here is New Mexico Governor Grisham, who will not cooperate in any way with illegal, unconstitutional mass deportation. This is New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham telling MSNBC this. I want to remind you that Trump won the state of, did Trump win New Mexico? No, he did not win New Mexico, right?
No, he
didn't win New Mexico. But this is not going to be up to her because the National Guard can be federalized under Donald Trump since New Mexico is on the border. And Trump can deal with it in that manner if he chooses to. But nevertheless, let the left keep continuing down this road of siding with illegal immigrant criminals, and it'll be their political destruction. Cut number four.
That you're not going to help with Donald Trump's aspirations to do mass deportations. I think there are a lot of people out there who are happy to hear that. What can you specifically do to stop his efforts moving forward once he becomes president?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, as you know, it's unlawful. You can't use the military. You can't do mass deportation. So any federal administration, you should expect states, and I think you should expect some bipartisan support, not just by the Democratic governors, is that violating the Constitution and the law, we're not going to do that. We ought to be working on making sure that violent criminals and criminal activity is stopped everywhere. There isn't a state that isn't interested, whether you're an American citizen or not. And he effectively, Trump, killed the bipartisan border deal. Not the first time that he's done that. We need more agents. We need more collective effort so that we're bringing border security and holding people accountable where they are. Disrupting family status and the economy, inhumane, cruel, unfair, discriminate policies that, again, are illegal on their face, we are not going to cooperate in any way in that effort.
Now, let's understand something here. What the Democrats are doing is they're making a very, very firm line in the sand. They're going to be on the side of illegal immigrants. The Latino vote in this country, Donald Trump did so well with Latino voters because of this issue, a variety of reasons, but this was one of the issues. And don't forget something, an overwhelming majority of Americans support the idea of mass deportations. And let's not forget something else. Barack Obama deported 3 million people. He deported more people than Donald Trump did. You don't ever hear about that, do you? Of course not. And I'll make another point about the military, because I understand Senator Rand Paul raised concerns about using the military in American cities for deportations. And I understand that point. Trump has not exactly said how he's going to use the military yet. There's a Posse Comitatus Act, obviously. I think everybody needs to just relax, take a deep breath, and figure out the mechanics of all this. The military, in my opinion, can absolutely be used along the border, of course. And the question of whether or not there are resources of the military doing operations like what they used in Martha's Vineyard to remove the illegal immigrants, which were National Guard troops. I mean, technically, that's the military. And then the military removed all the illegal immigrants from Martha's Vineyard because the people were horrified there that there were illegal immigrants walking around when they're wearing whale pants and lobster and having lobster creme brulee brunch. And, you know, Buffy and Chad see illegal immigrants walking by. It's, oh, my gosh. So the military was used to remove them out of Martha's Vineyard, for the record. The National Guard, the military, is used all the time for domestic purposes, for assistance with things, all the time to free up the resources of law enforcement for things. All of the time, by the way. And the military sometimes even works domestically on things like the United States Army Corps of Engineers. But as Matt DeSantis points out to me, no one should be listening to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham anyway when it comes to the constitutionality of anything. She tried to unilaterally suspend, conceal, and open carry gun rights. That's right. She's the one that did that. I forgot. Yes. That's her. I knew I recognized that name. That's right. She tried to just suspend, conceal, and open carry gun rights in her state. And the courts told her to get the hell out of here. Remember, she did that? That's right. I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah, she's a monster. None of these people support the Constitution. They don't give a damn about the Constitution. They don't care. None of them care. But hey, let them be on the side of illegal immigrants. Let them be on the side of criminals. Let them be on the side of these people. It's going to lead to their political demise as a party. It just did. It just freaking did. Do you not see what happened in the last election? You see how red America is on the map? There are no more blue states. There are just blue areas in states that have a lot of red, like New Jersey, for example. And that idiot governor, King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, who's now warning us about a snowstorm. It's going to be like freaking flurries. And the guy tweets out, oh, be careful, New Jersey. Peasants. But look, that guy's another one. He wants to defend the rights of illegal immigrants and criminals. Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's incoming border czar Tom Homan, who starts tearing up while discussing the Laken Riley case and eviscerating Democrat leaders for allowing this to happen. They just paid a price in this election. I guess these people don't learn a damn thing, do they? Cut number six.
You know, Laura, a lot of people ask me why I get so emotional when I do Fox News and why I scream at members of Congress. Because I've seen so much tragedy. I've talked to hundreds of angels and moms and dads who buried their children because they're killed by illegal alien. This is just the latest. You know, I've talked to little girls as young as 9 years old that were raped multiple times by members of cartel. When you look in her eyes and everything innocent and pure has been ripped from her soul, and her life will never be the same. I mean, it's just I'm tired of it. And the government failed the Laken Riley family. Not only if President Trump was president, he'd be sitting in Mexico in the Remain in Mexico program. And if he did get to New York and he was arrested for injury to a child in New York, ICE would be able to arrest him because the priorities under Trump were if you're in the country illegally, you're a target. But because Secretary Mayorkas put the priority so low, even the injury to the child didn't meet the standards, so ICE could even place a detainer on him. So this is purely, it could have been prevented. This young lady's dead. And I want every mayor, every governor of a sanctuary jurisdiction to listen to that tape, listen to this young girl fight for her life, fight for her breath, trying to survive, terrified. Think of I want you to understand what she went through. Like the 9-year-old boy, the 5-year-old boy in the back of the tractor trailer that I held, I found him dead, that baked to death. Mm-hmm. I thought about what the last hour of his life was like. You need to listen to this tape. And for those governors and mayors who are saying they're going to stop Tom Homan, they're going to stop President Trump, shame on you. Your responsibility is protect your communities, and that's what we want to do, is protect your community.
Exactly. We're talking about criminals. We're talking about criminals here. And I made this point before, and I'll make it again. Family separation is not, would you stop with this nonsense? You know, if there's a mom who goes to jail, the kids don't go to prison with her. I got news for you. Like if dad gets busted and he's got, if I get arrested and I'm sent to prison, Patrick, Claire, and Reagan are not coming to prison with me. So, and I wish they would because Reagan's toe pasta would taste better than prison food, obviously. You know what I'm talking about? My Cooking with Reagan videos on my Instagram page at Zioli Show. But if you're a criminal, yeah, you get separated from your family. It's how it works. Kids don't go to jail with their parents. And if there's a family and one of them is a criminal, that person goes to prison, you have technically separated that family. From a technical perspective, that family has been separated as a unit. But don't let that stop the Democrat governor of Massachusetts, Democrat Governor Healey, who refuses to help deportations, as ICE busted an alleged alien child rapist in her state. Cut number five.
Would the Massachusetts State Police assist in mass deportations?
Oh, it's crazy Larry O'Donnell.
No, absolutely not.
Just hours after President Trump won the 2024 presidential election, Governor Mari Healey wasted no time in declaring Massachusetts as the place to be if you're in this country illegally.
Every tool in the toolbox has got to be used to protect our citizens, to protect our residents, and protect our state.
So what does this mean for Massachusetts taxpayers?
We're in big trouble. Big trouble.
Why?
Massachusetts remains the only state in the country with a right to shelter law. Combined with generous benefits and driver's licenses, we've been a magnet for migrants.
There's too many handouts.
Now that a new administration is moving into the White House, one that promises to tackle illegal immigration head on, one would think it would be welcome news to solve the crisis. But Healey's post-election comments suggest an unwillingness to work with federal agencies and would rather politicize public safety.
It is unfortunate that from time to time, things will happen.
Let them do this. It's going to be their demise. Absolutely. It will be the end of the Democrats will pay the price again at the polls. No question about it. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Want to just mention the great guy that Dr. Mike Veneria is. Veneria Dental, my dentist. Do you have benefits that are expiring at the end of the year? You might. You should check. Call Dr. Mike's office and they'll help you walk you through the process of this. So Bridget got a new smile recently. My wife has a beautiful smile, always has, but her veneers needed to be replaced, and he gave her beautiful caps, did a great job for her. That's what Dr. Mike does, gives beautiful smiles. He's the master of complicated dental work, the master of implant dentistry. If you need a dental implant, please reach out to Dr. Mike today by going to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. You will see, like so many people have seen, the great work and the... You know, it's almost like, I mean, picture time. And before you know it, you're going to be having New Year's Eve pictures. You're going to have that smile look beautiful, right? If you've had an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike Veneria. Just reach out to him today by going to VeneriaDental.com or give his office a call at 856-786-2020 and check those benefits, whether HSA, FSA, or health insurance benefits, dental benefits. Have you used them? Max them out. Make sure you do that because resets on January 1st. So their office will help you with that. VenariaDental.com, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are, because Joe Biden has authorized the use of American-made Army tactical missile systems for attacks farther inside Russia. Longer-range U.S. missiles cleared for Ukraine usage against Russia. And that's what's happening. And they carry cluster munitions, GPS-guided. They needed our permission to use them and our help to use them, and we gave them that after 2 years of us saying no because it would cause World War III. And today, Russia responded by dropping an ICBM, not loaded with a nuke, thank God, onto a military complex in Ukraine. So that's where we stand with all that. We'll talk to Dr. Victoria Coates more about that tomorrow. I had a great interview with Congressman J.D. Vance. We talked about it and how dangerous the world is becoming with this idiot in the White House. And the people around him were taking advantage of the fact that, I mean, Biden's out to lunch. Regarding the Matt Gaetz nomination, I've had a lot of questions regarding recess appointments. So there's 2 points I want to make about the recess appointments. Number one, there is a real question as to the constitutionality of recess appointments in the first place. But particularly with this Supreme Court and the justices who are on the Supreme Court, they don't like them. And they have expressed that point in the past. And the question of whether or not this Supreme Court, this Donald Trump Supreme Court, would agree to recess appointments is a big stretch. In fact, Jed Rubenfeld, who's a law school professor, he's been on the show before, he's excellent, laid out a pretty compelling argument as to why the Supreme Court would strike down any recess appointments. Roberts, Thomas, and Alito all disapproved of recess appointments in the 2014 Noel Canning case. Remember, there was a time when, as Republicans, we were all against recess appointments when Obama kept doing it. And the Republicans took Obama to court, and the Supreme Court reined in the practice of recess appointments. There's another point on that, too, which is that in order to recess, you have to have the you got to get the House and the president can recess. Yes. But you need the Speaker's cooperation to go along with it. Otherwise, he just calls Congress back into session. So unless the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, agrees to go along with this, but then he needs every Republican to go along with this. And a lot of them philosophically object to recess appointments. There's a third problem, which is that if a recess appointment goes through on a major position like Attorney General of the United States of America, and there is a legal challenge, and the court says that that recess appointment is unconstitutional, now you have to not only is the office vacated, but anything that the Attorney General has done is declared invalid. Any legal decisions, any actions, it's all invalid. Particularly in that office, that's a very, very big legal problem from the perspective of that. It would be wiped away. It was an invalid appointment. Therefore, everything the Attorney General did was gone. That means people who theoretically were incarcerated, found guilty on the federal level, any court cases the Attorney General's office brought, you could argue they'd all be vacated. I mean, it would be a real mess. So it's not that simple to just simply say, well, just do a recess appointment. The court has reined the practice in since Obama was reckless with recess appointments back in the day. And there are a lot of Republicans who philosophically have a problem with it. And then you get into the other problem, which is that the Senate, well, you know, they don't like it. They don't like when the president goes around them and tries to do recess appointments, certainly on major cabinet positions. It really does fly in the face of the Constitution. You can't argue that point. It does. I mean, Article is very clear about the Senate confirmation for the president's cabinet. Very clear about that point. So at best, you get a temporary appointment, and then the Senate's going to be angry that you try to do an end run on them with a major cabinet appointment, and then that person may not get confirmed. So there's also the political reality of that, too. So it's not just a simple panacea to just go, oh, recess appointment. I think a lot of people have been saying that lately because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And they put out stuff like that on the internet and other places, you know, like, oh my God, we got to do recess appointments. And then like the social media mob intensifies. It's not that simple. The reason why Matt Gaetz went on the Hill yesterday and the reason why J.D. Vance is there today and they're walking around people like Pete Hegseth is they're gauging support. There are four Republican senators who are going to be a problem for President Trump. They are Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and this new guy from Utah. And this guy in particular from Utah, who's basically now going to be another Mitt Romney, has always been an anti-Trump guy. He's always been an anti-Trump guy that we know. And that was even confirmed to me earlier today when I got a message from somebody, Wendy, who listens now in Utah. But this guy, John Curtis, is a sounds to me like a never-Trumper, to be honest with you. But going around those four with recess appointments is not going to work for cabinet positions. It's just not. It's not going to hold up. It's going to lead to court challenges, and then it's going to lead to problems getting good nominees through the Senate that would not be a problem. So I don't have the answer, but I just know that it's not that. And too often we see things, we see somebody tweets something out and we go, oh, yeah, yeah, recess appointments. Not that easy. Joe is in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, how are you, sir?
Rich, good evening.
Good evening.
Am I so ignorant and naive, along with everybody else, to believe that this long-range missile didn't get lobbed into the center of Russia without our approval?
I mean, we did approve Ukraine using the long-range missiles. We've been talking about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so Biden gave them the approval to do it. Yes.
We are the catalyst to this. Everybody should understand that.
Yes, 100%. This, we, the United States, and we have to help them launch these, too. It's not just simply giving them the green light to do it. We had to give them permission and we had to help them launch it. No, that Joe Biden gave Ukraine the permission, supplied them the missiles, and then helped them fire them. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to make clear. We supplied them these you know, mechanisms, these platforms.
Yes, we did.
So all of a sudden this is happening in the last 50 or so days. You know, who doesn't think that, you know, this administration is making the world even more unstable?
That's 100% correct, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
You got it.
Okay. 855-839-1210. This is a little bit of, what did you say, karma here? Oh, there's karma, Kramer. Karma, Kramer? Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's assistant was robbed and attacked by an illegal immigrant with 5 arrests since 2023. He's a Venezuelan TDA gang member. And the taxpayers paid for his hotel. This is reporter Lauren Glassberg, Channel 7 Eyewitness News in New York City, Cut 28.
A smiling Brandon Somoza being led out of the Midtown South precinct on West 35th Street this morning. Police say at about 2 a.m. Sunday, he robbed a 38-year-old woman in the hallway of her Hell's Kitchen apartment building. He allegedly grabbed her purse, cell phone, and bank cards and also performed a lewd act. The victim is a Manhattan assistant DA. She was not injured. Police traced her stolen cell phone to a hotel on West 45th Street, which led them to believe the suspect is a migrant, and they were able to track him down. Somoza was arrested just last night. Police say he was using drugs on the street and had stolen items with him. Police believe he is part of Tren de Aragua. That's the Venezuelan gang that has preyed on people in Times Square and Central Park. Somoza is facing a number of counts, including sexually motivated robbery and burglary. He also has 6 prior arrests, all from this year, on similar crimes. And he's believed to have arrived in the U.S. in February of 2023. In Lower Manhattan, Lauren Glassberg, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
I got to give Jon Stewart credit for calling out the BS of Morning Joe and the BS of Mika Brzezinski going down to grovel to Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. I got to give him credit for this because this is what we've been saying. These people were so full of it when they called Donald Trump Hitler all these years. They never believed it. They never meant it. Joe Biden sitting in the Oval Office with Hitler, you know, laughing it up, is sitting by the fire with him. Joe Biden voted for Donald Trump. They never believed he was Hitler. This was all nonsense peddled by these people. But Jon Stewart called them out on it, and I'm glad he did. Here's cut number 12.
Meanwhile, Joe and Mika Brzezinski Scarborough, who famously warned of the growing threat of Trump's fascism, also had an interesting announcement to make.
Last Thursday, we expressed our own concerns on this broadcast and even said we would appreciate the opportunity to speak with the president-elect himself. On Friday, we were given the opportunity to do just that. Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. And for those asking why we would go speak to the President-elect during such fraught times, especially between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we?
Because you said he was Hitler. We don't know what the visit was. We don't know what the tone of the visit was.
We talked about a lot of issues, including abortion, mass deportation, threats of political retribution against political opponents and media outlets.
We've learned nothing!
Because you said he was Hitler. Exactly right. So you're sitting there having breakfast with Hitler because you never believed it. You people lied and said all these things, and it's just absolutely outrageous. He also he said Democrats framing their catastrophic loss as almost winning. Came up with a term for this. Actually, you know what? Let me hold on, Max. A little bit long. But let me, this is a great cut. This is, I love this. So that jackass, Alan Lichtman, boy, I tell you what, DeSantis, I really wanted Trump to win for a lot of reasons. Two reasons, mainly White House Easter egg roll, and also because I wanted Alan Lichtman to be wrong. This arrogant jerk, this guy with his keys to the White House. And as you pointed out, he's not the Nostradamus of elections. The guy's been wrong how many times?
At least twice. He just claims that he's not wrong. If he guesses wrong, he'll claim like, oh, I predicted the electoral vote, or oh, I predicted the popular vote. Alternates depending on which one is technically right, I guess. But yeah, he's sort of a fraud, I think.
He's a total fraud. By the way, Cenk Yeager destroyed him. And I'm not a really big Cenk Yeager guy, but this is an amazing thing. This was on Piers Morgan Uncensored. All these Democrats were on there talking about how they lost the election. And they're all just They hate each other. They're all just yelling at each other. Oh, this is fantastic. This is great. I love this. And if you're going to enjoy this too, especially if you're watching us stream it live on YouTube right now, cut 13.
Don't blame the voters. I think, look, we could get into this discussion.
This is Chang.
But one, I think you're blaming the voters. I think that's a terrible idea. And look, I debated Professor Lichtman before. I told him his theories about the keys were absurd. I was right. He was wrong. I said he'd lose his keys.
No, you were not right, and I was
election.
Not wrong. And that's a cheap shot, and I won't stand for it.
Well, who won, brother?
You should not be
taking cheap shots at me. Who
won? You
want
to make your
point, make a total world of denial.
I read your own followers' comments, and they all trashed you, every one of them, and supported me.
So quiet with your personal attacks. Yeah, come find out again.
Make whatever point you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't make it personal. You don't know anything. Attacked me personally.
You're so deluded.
All right. I've only been a professor for 51 years.
On this program, I've never been able
books.
To finish a
How
thought.
How many books have you published? Because you're personally attacking me again. Say whatever you want, but I'm not going to stand
but
for
brother,
personal
you
attacks.
Got it wrong.
Say
you
whatever you want.
You were preposterously and stupidly wrong. So, okay, all right. Can I...
Stupid.
Ever on this show.
No, not if you're
okay.
personal.
Well,
I admitted I was wrong. I don't need you to call me stupid.
Okay.
Can I just say, it's great to see you Democrats all getting along so well.
Who taught you manners?
It's lovely to see you post on that.
Can I finish?
Come on,
we're just
hey,
one
Alan,
right now.
Shh.
Hey, Alan, you deserve a tall glass of shut-up juice, so can you just shut up for a second? And let someone who knows what
not
they're doing.
You're
so right,
Pierre.
Okay? You're so right.
So,
we're so unified
any
right now.
You want.
So,
I will not sit here and stand for personal attacks, for blasphemy against me. You don't need to do that.
Blasphemy
against you? What the hell are you? Are you Jesus Christ, you loser? Okay, can I just give the correct answer for once?
It's awesome. It's the greatest. Are you Jesus Christ? Blasphemy. God, I hate that Alan Lichtman guy. I was so glad that guy lost his stupid keys. He was so arrogant. Oh, man, what a fraud. That was great. And I love this clip, too, today. Dave Portnoy finally answering the burning question. I think Stuhl Presidente can settle this once and for all. He sat down with Tucker Carlson. And they talked about a lot of different things, but he finally addresses what is the burning question, which I've told you before, and I'm always right on these things. So Dave Portnoy backing me up on this point. Cut 19.
In the pizza review business.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't think anyone's ever cornered the market in pizza reviews, but I mean, you are the most powerful figure in American pizza sales.
I would agree with that. We can change the fortune of a pizza place with this spectacular review. A
couple questions. Are you sick of it?
Never.
Really?
Love pizza. The biggest pain in the ass with pizza is just driving around to find the new ones. But no, I love pizza.
How do you stay slim?
It's a great question. First of all, I'm starting to put on weight, so that's changing a little bit. But I don't know. I think it was Adderall a little bit. Adderall diet.
Adderall helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, kills the appetite.
When you're on Adderall, how many pieces of pizza can you eat?
Just a couple bites.
Yeah.
It does kill the appetite.
But when you're not on Adderall,
I can house the whole thing, no problem.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
So I like New Haven, like coal fire. Like New Haven, Connecticut is, to me, the pizza capital, not only of the United States, but the world.
Yep.
But coal fire, charcoal, crispy, you want to hear the crunch.
What about bacon and pineapple?
Oof.
What's a sincere
pineapple,
question?
Right? No,
yeah,
not
bacon
a fan.
And pineapple.
No.
Well, yeah, I think
fan.
That's crazy.
No, that's a big debate. Everyone asks that, pineapple on a pizza. I mean, I won't judge, but I wouldn't do it.
Well, you're judging.
Bravo. Bravo to Dave Portnoy, Stuhl Presidente. Bravo. Bravo, my man. And thanks for all the great work you do for the Travis Manning Foundation, too. You are a great friend to them. We appreciate that very much. And before I go to break, I got to play this this clip. So there is this commercial from 1999, the McDonald's Big and Tasty. And the ad featured a voice and an actor at the time, the commercial, I think you'll recognize. But it kind of goes to his love of McDonald's, which is bringing back the McRib. Talk more about that as well. But unlike Kamala Harris, who never worked at McDonald's, Donald Trump not only worked at McDonald's, he was also in McDonald's commercials. Cut 21.
There's some really impressive deals. But this thing you've pulled off, it's amazing. A Big and Tasty for just a dollar? How do you do it? What's your secret? You're a man of few words. I like that.
Got a buck? You're in luck, because you can get a delicious, beefy, big, and tasty or a McChicken sandwich for just a dollar every day at McDonald's.
Purple. Very, very powerful.
Maybe you can appoint Grimace. What did you say? You can appoint Grimace to Attorney General?
Yeah, who wouldn't confirm Grimace?
I mean, Grimace, obviously, he's going to go. We have that, obvious. Come on. All right, this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Sean, thank you for running the video today, and congratulations to our buddy Sean. Outstanding achievement as a coach at 76ers camp. Coach of the year. Sean, great job with that. Very proud of you. Well done. All your work with the youth and helping to mentor them and teach them basketball. And you're a great guy. So congratulations on that. Well-earned award, Sean. Excellent stuff. DuckDuckGo. Let's talk about personal information removal. It's a big deal. All the stuff they have on you out there on the internet and your address, phone number, emails, whatever it is. You don't want it out there. You need it to be gone. With Privacy Pro, it will be gone. Privacy Pro is a 3-in-1
privacy. Minutes here, right?
It's a 3-in-1 privacy solution for you with DuckDuckGo, and it's only $10 a month. Not only that, you get a 7-day trial with it by going to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. And you'll sign up today, and you'll see exactly what I mean, how easy it is to use on your phone and your laptop. I use the VPN, so my Wi-Fi connection is always secure. And I get personal data removal and personal identity theft removal if, God forbid, my identity is ever stolen. It's a no-brainer for $10 a month. You need this level of protection, so get it today by going to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.